prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 11 December 2024. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. We're glad you're with us. And boy, I do mean that. And before I forget, of course, tomorrow being Thursday. Hopefully, we'll be together tomorrow in the office. Crystal should be here tomorrow, but we're getting some nasty weather right now. Rain turned to snow. Going to be slick in the morning, so she's going to have a slick drive over to where we are. Hopefully in the morning she'll make it okay, but she'll be in the office between 9 and 4 tomorrow. Take your phone calls and just say hi to you. If you'd like, just call and chat a minute. I'd love to. If you have any questions for me about anything I can help you with, please feel free to call us tomorrow. You can place orders tomorrow if you like, or whatever you want to do to give donations to help keep us on the air. You can give us a call at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. And we're still offering two books. Been offering all month. In the end of the year, I can't believe I'm saying the end of the year, but that's what it's going to be. It'll end with the two books we're offering on is Christmas Christian and is Cremation Christian. And folks, there are issues that we shouldn't just turn away from and scoff at. They're not important. They are important, but they're available. Both of them, $15 delivered. Of course, we have a full stock here of all the Strauss products and all the vitamin toothpaste and mouthwash, a lot of things here. If you want them, we have it here. And if you don't receive our Minuteman magazine via email, you need to email me or call tomorrow and give us your email address and get the Minuteman magazine. Folks, I'm not just saying this. Every month we get people emails back or call us to tell how much you enjoy them. They are packed with hard copy information, what's happening in the world and our country. Issues. I mean, from economics to war issues to public schools issues, church news, all these things are in there. And it's totally free to you via email. All you have to do is email me at Pastor Butch at StartMail, like you start a car, PastorButch@StartMail.com. It's had one on the Minuteman magazine list. And starting January, you receive the Minuteman magazine. You can share with your friends. All I ask you to do is please ask for all your people to send out to them, too. That way we can reach tens of thousands and millions of people if you all will do that. Hundreds of you get it already. And if all of you send to your friends, we can reach a lot more people. So please share with your friends and family, okay? It's totally free on email. Email me at PastorButch@StartMail.com and tell me you want it, and you'll get it. And I mean that seriously. So don't forget tomorrow, but again, being Thursday, give us a call. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to answer questions if I can. If you just need somebody to talk to and share some things with, I may be kind of busy, but we'll talk a while anyway. I will take time to talk, and if I get behind, I'll call you back. I'm just a servant, just like you are, so I'm nothing special, and that's the truth. Just feel free to call tomorrow if you like. Again, if you have long distance, you can call us and save us money. If you'll call the toll number at 304-846-4448. If you don't have long distance, you can call us toll-free at 800-777-4403. We do want to hear from you. And our guest tonight, by the way, has been a friend of mine and Marcia now for many years. She's been a sponsor of the program now for a long time. If you listen on shortwave, she's the one that pays for the shortwave time on live radio broadcasts. She's the one that does that, folks, Melody Seastrom. And when I'm mentioning shortwave, don't forget, starting January 1st, the frequencies will be changing. The live broadcast will go from 6115 to 7540. 7520. 7520, which is, in my mind, a better frequency. And on January 1st, the repeat program, 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern, will go to 4840. 4840. Mark that on your calendar so you don't miss the broadcast. We just will change on January 1st. I think moving up in quality for signals, I really do. But again, if you listen on this broadcast on shortwave, you can thank Miss Melody Seastrom that we're there. And I mean that sincerely. She's been a friend of ours for a long, long time. Melody, are you there?
I am here. Thank you.
It is good to have you. We don't get to do this very often anymore. We used to do a program every day, and you fired me.
I know, and I do miss them.
And you fired me, and I had to quit doing it with you.
Yeah, well, I fired myself, too. From the radio program, that is. I'm still here working at Discount Gold and Silver, but so, yes.
Folks, I share these stories all the time with you all because clear back in the 90s when I first met up with Bob Chapman and Melody Seastrom, I think actually Jim was her husband the first time I talked about precious metals. About 95, Melody, I started trying to put back a little bit of silver in what I could along the way. And you know, a few months ago, I sent you a few gold coins, I think three of them. Got about almost 10 grand out of those three coins that were a whole lot cheaper when I bought them than what I was selling back to you. And I took it and paid over a half down on a used Jeep because I need another car. And because I had the gold coins, the Jeep is already paid off. Now, that's because, folks, I had gold coins. I did not want a car payment. Don't like car payments. So I sold some gold coins about, I don't know how many years ago. But I sold them back at 20. They were $2,400 a piece now. They're closer to $2,800. But $2,400 a piece a few months ago, sold three of them back, and a small coin on top of that, got about 10 grand, and paid over half the car down. And I've already paid the rest of it off. Now, that's what I bought coins for many years ago. So don't tell me it didn't help me. I'm 76 years old, folks. I'm not working any longer. I can't increase my income by working more hours or whatever. I can't do that. So don't tell me it wasn't a wise move on my part, and still is today. For anybody out there listening, prices of gold and silver are really up right now. But they're not going to come back down significantly, folks. They're going to keep going up because that's just what inflation does. And inflation ain't going to go away even though Trump's come back in office. And by the way, don't get excited about prices going back down. Prices on food will never go back down again. Prices will not go back down. Maybe on used cars, perhaps, on bigger commodities. But on food and necessities, they won't go back down. They're not. And food's getting scarce all the time. I mean, chickens are being slaughtered because of bird flu. Insanity. Insanity rules this country. And so understand, Trump may take office, but he's not going to do away with the prices that's already went up. No way. So get used to it. And if you can, prepare yourself what you can do in the future. I know I've done it. Paid off my house and land early. But I just about paid off over a half down on a used car. So I could have a decent car to drive with coins that I bought back in the 90s, started about 95, I think it was. So, Melody, I just want to say thank you and others who told me about this a long time ago because it's taken a huge load off of me to be able to do this. I don't need to tell you that people that are on more or less a fixed income over the last 4 years have felt the pinch, haven't they?
Well, they certainly have, and I also want to thank everybody that has always supported Discount Gold and Silver because we're one of the few companies, if not the only company, that when you purchase from Discount Gold and Silver, as Butch mentioned at the start of the program, funds go back to support other programs that educate on what is happening here, there, and everywhere with the truth. As we see it. And so it's reinvested into educating people that listen to these various programs. And so that, no, there's no other dealership dealer, not dealership, but gold dealer that does that. They might have their own programs. They might, like I did, but they don't support like we support. So thank you. And thank you, Butch, for always being there for me also. And, you know, you talked about inflation. I saw a funny headline earlier where it said that if Trump wants inflation to go down, he's going to have to build homes. And I'm thinking to myself, well, they're already trying to get rid of Fannie and Freddie, the government programs for mortgages. And whether you agree with that or disagree with it, it's going to be a little bit harder for people to get loans to build houses.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, it's just – and you've got these – here, you know, since the election, Elon Musk, his shares, a Tesla, has popped 70% just since the election.
Wow.
And so, and people, whatever happened to conflict of interest? It just doesn't matter anymore. It doesn't matter that you've got these handful or more than a handful of people that are being appointed to these various administrative duties and cabinet positions where they're all pro-crypto. Every one of them will become, if they're billionaires now, they'll become multiple billionaires. They'll double their wealth.
And by the way, so Trump's going to have a crypto czar. So, yeah, that's where we're heading, folks. Go ahead, Melody.
Well, he already has opened up a crypto place. I don't have the name right in front of me, but so he's already invested in that. But it's okay. It's okay. I was listening to a story. The story was a little bizarre. It was on one of the, I think it was on Fox, and they were just being kind of funny to some way about his relationship with Canada. You know, and how, you know, maybe the U.S. will be buying Canada and so forth and whatnot. And I'm just started thinking to myself, well, that's probably all, you know, they're just having fun and so forth. But I began to think to myself, well, you know, we always talked about the United States, Canada, and Mexico opening their borders like the European Union. And I'm thinking here, It's just being, the seeds are being thrown out there. And I'm thinking to myself, it's okay if Trump does it. He's not an elite, so he's got to be doing it for making America great again. But if it was anybody else on this planet, the outrage would be tremendous.
Absolutely.
And I don't understand it. I don't get it. I understand it. I just don't get it. So,
but people, as I said before the election, I'm still saying it, are grasping the straws, trying to find some hope in something because everything else is falling apart. I mean, the nation doesn't make any sense anymore. Nothing makes any sense in this country any longer. Nothing. I mean, I talked with this last night. We got hundreds of drones flying all the country, and nobody can ID what they are.
Our
military is supposed to be the best in the country, and they can't figure out where a drone comes from. Come on, people. But nonetheless, we're the laughingstock of the world, and we should be. We are. People mock us any longer.
And I haven't even heard.
It is.
And I haven't even heard Trump say anything about these drones.
No, I haven't either.
And they were even saying that, well, if it was the United States testing, you know, at least they could come out and say, hey, you know, don't worry about it. It's you know, we can't tell you it's top secret, but you don't have to worry. You don't have to be concerned and so forth. I heard one report where Iran basically purchased a bunch of these and actually have them located on somewhere out right off the coast of the East Coast. So we don't even know if these are Iranian drones.
Well, the Defense Department says they're not. But
well,
of course, they would know for sure. Obviously, they can't figure out where they're coming from at all, what they are. But they know everything else.
They do. Yeah, that they know exactly where they're from. I'm sorry, but they do. And how do you get them out of the sky?
That's a good question. That's a very good question. But, you know, with all the insanity along with that, though, and we really think we can't even protect your airspace from hundreds of drones coming in, and we think that Trump's going to come in and change the country, and and I know it's going to make people mad. I don't really particularly care about it. It makes them mad, and I can't help it. He's appointing the most pro-Zionist group ever been involved.
Yes.
And the war in the Middle East is growing by leaps and bounds. Israel's now in literally taking over Syria, bombing their navy to oblivion. And I do know this from sources I have. They're very solid sources. U.S. and Israel backed the terrorists going into that country for this purpose. Folks, there's so much happening now that's behind the scenes. And I understand we live in America. I understand what the inflation and what we've had in this country is really insane. I understand that Biden is a mental, let's just say mentally handicapped, to be polite about it. I understand what's going on in this country morally and how decadent it's become. But it's not going to be changed. I'm sorry. So you better get your eyes open and prepare yourself to face what's coming, because it's not going to change in any significant way that I can tell you that right now. America will never be the America was 50 years ago. It won't be the America was 20 years ago, even 10 years ago, Melody. That's gone forever, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Absolutely, it is. It's a new America. And when it's make America great again, it's making America different. And it's making America great in the elite's eyes. Because I'm sorry that... You know, there is so much wealth and power. And yes, President Trump is different this time than the first time. Extremely different. So which is his true face? Was it the first time around or the second time around? Was the first time just to get us the people behind him? I don't know, Butch. It's just crazy. And... But we're still going back to what's changed. You still got, I talked about this the other day, stock buybacks, they soar. It's the near a 60% 2-year gain, buyback plans. And that's going to push all of these stock markets to new records. It's not reality. It's corporations buying back their stocks. Hello?
It's a numbers game. That's
it's
all it
a numbers
is.
Game. And the numbers game is to get retirement money, your money. You know, and I hear this all the time. Well, there aren't that many individual investors out there. No, it's all corporate. It's all it's all retirement. It's all IRAs. It's all your money. It's still your money. Butch, it's insane.
Yes, it is.
So the reality of things is it's just not there. And people are beginning to fall into when there's no reality base, you can create anything. You can make people believe anything. And our own base is God, is our faith.
Yes.
And look how they've destroyed that.
If we keep it there. Mm-hmm. If there's a nation, we won't be in this mess, but that's falling by the wayside too. But yes, it is. It's reality today in most people's minds is what ABC says, or CBS. It's
and
not
Fox.
What they see, the real
and
facts.
Fox.
It's what they, and Fox, oh, of course, Fox. That's just what they want to believe because it makes them feel better. And again, I understand that. Just trying to escape from reality. I mean, reality is spooky sometimes, can be very scary. And if I were not ready to leave this world and know where I'm going to leave it, I'd be scared to death also because it's not going to get any better. And I'm very concerned for what I see happening for the sake of our grandchildren and grandchildren. I truly am. I don't see it getting any better at all. Maybe by the grace of God, there'll be some delays in some things. Maybe perhaps God will intervene in some ways if something is done right for his glory. But I just don't see it happening, Melody. I wish I did. I wish I could say something differently, but I can't say it and tell the truth. I just can't.
Well, you know, gold today, we're at $27.56. Silver was over $33 briefly today. It pulled back a little bit. We're almost there, $32.88. And
wow.
So gold and silver have been doing very well, basically following their own path. Because we had that peace agreement between Israel and whoever, Lebanon and whoever. And we had that little bit of a pullback when that happened. But then all of a sudden gold and silver decided to reverse itself. I don't know if it has anything to do with Syria and what's going on over there. I had a question, though, for you, Butch. You've been in the service. How do rebels, I mean, and you said the United States and Israel, not, Israel's been bombing Syria every week for the past how many years, you know? But doesn't anybody ever ask, how do these rebels actually overtake? I mean, when you look at them, I mean, if it's for the sake and goodness, then more power to them. But how do these rebels on their own overtake?
They did on their own. That's the whole point. They did on their own. By the way, Israel is now bombing Turkish sites, and Turkey is now firing up on American assets in Syria. Turkey, and I do like to study the Bible. I'll tell you this right now. Turkey has been a member of NATO for many years, although it's becoming a very iffy relationship now. And if you read Ezekiel 38, you'll find Turkey is one of the nations that attacks the United States in the last days. So we're seeing things line up in the Middle East, and that's why I keep telling people, please, go to the Scripture. I've been offering a three-hour teaching meal I did on American prophecy. It will answer many, many, many questions. That's what's happening in the Middle East. And when you know the players, you know what you're doing behind the scenes, it makes more sense. And I don't know, I don't set timetables. But I just know that we're seeing prophecy being fulfilled at God's pace. I don't set timetables. I'm not that smart to do that. That would have to be part of in God's mind to do that. I can't do that. But nonetheless, we are seeing that the players fall in place for the final day's judgment. And Turkey is in Ezekiel 38 mentioned as Meshach, as Turkey. And the Ottoman Empire, by the way, at one time was bigger than Russia. So this is no small thing here. But now we have Turkish military fighting the against American assets in Syria and Israel, too, I'm sure. But this is only the beginning, Melody. So that's what I see happening. And I don't understand why people don't want to accept the truth and understand what's coming, because no matter what you do, it's going to happen. And I'm just trying to tell them to be warned, be prepared, and do what they can to take care of themselves, because the government ain't going to step in to help you. They can't. They can't do it all. They didn't do it in North Carolina even. They sure can't do it on a national basis.
No, look at those poor people in North Carolina. And we certainly have people all over this country that are in need. And they certainly have been, you know, just overlooked. And that's what happens when you have a government that is too deep in debt, that has debt too great to be paid. And you have a president that, as you said earlier, is certainly mentally challenged. And every nation in the world knows that. And they see what's coming in to take the place. And he pretty much has already overtaken. Seems like he's already president, but he doesn't get into office until January. These things, you're not going to see a lot of things happen for the good to the people. No, you're not.
And there's not much they really truly can do.
Can do.
Except print more money, maybe, and hand it out to people like they did during COVID, which just caused more inflation. That's all that does. It doesn't benefit anybody. Or pass another minimum wage law, which doesn't help anybody either. So in the long run, but these are things, that's all they can do, is interfere. They've been doing it for years, and that's why we're in this mess. You know, I'll just look at some things while we're talking there. Gold back in 95, when I first started trying to get a few precious metals, gold was $3.87 an ounce. Mm-hmm. Silver was $5.20 an ounce. Just folks, compare the gold today. It's $2,400 more than what it was back then per ounce. And I ask you, what kind of return could you have if you put $400 in the bank in 1995? Would you have $2,700 in there now, build up the interest? No. These are things you have to think about. Inflation would eat that dollar to pieces. It'd be worth less. That's the whole idea. It's trying to get something solid that you can hang on to, as the Bible teaches us to do, prepare for the future. I get kind of tickled and kind of angry at the same time, Eldie. People say, well, you know, Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And he did. He did. Praise God, he did. But Noah still had to build the ark. If he hadn't walked by faith and built the ark, he would drown the rest of them. So people say, well, Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. He was fine. That's very true. But he was given a chore to do to prepare for what was coming in the future. And he did it and saved his family. So I don't understand why we can't compare that today for common sense and taking care of children and children's children. If I leave this world one day, Milton, I want to leave my children, my sons, and my grandchildren something behind that Papa and Daddy and Papa was able to put back for them. Isn't that a godly thing to do?
I think it is, because I'll tell you what, the future citizens of the generations are really going to have it difficult. They're going to live in a new world. I talked to someone today, and they were saying, you know, about the same thing, well, we're never going to go back and so forth. But life was just so much easier and simpler 30 years ago. And with all this creation of technology, what has it really done to better our lives?
Oh, made more complicated.
It's more complicated. I mean, healthcare, look at our healthcare. Sure, there's been some major breakthroughs and various things, but how do you compare the good things that they've done to all the bad things that they've done? So going forward, I can't imagine that it's going to be easier, especially, you know, they're going to have to do socialized medicine. You know that's where they're going. You know that's what's going to happen.
Well, we're basically there already.
Well, I mean, we're already there, basically, but to the point where they actually acknowledge it.
And that's where we are.
And
prices on that are not going to go down either.
Prices aren't going to go down. Care's not going to get better.
No. So we're just trying to tell you the facts, people, because we care. And don't be ashamed to talk about economics. Christians have to pay bills also. I know I do. And when I had to pay medical bills to take care of myself and my wife, Marcia Jean, and the money's tight, I understand what it does. Yes, I know God. God has fed me, Melody, for many years. He's taken care of my needs. That's true. But he didn't tell me to sit home on my butt and not go to work. He just dumped money in my lap. He didn't do that. I went out and earned my bread by the sweat of my brow, just like the Bible says. The Bible says if you don't work, you don't eat. And he also told people to prepare for, as an ant does, for wintertime. These are just common sense teachings that God give us as individuals, as his creation, to prepare for the future.
Mm-hmm.
So
exactly.
We watched, and I was talking about precious metals. We watched gold in the last few months. I remember when it went over 2,000 several years ago. Everybody's excited about that. Now it's close to 2,800,
and nobody really cares.
No, they didn't.
Nobody cares now.
They didn't. They didn't.
They don't. I mean, then they did. Now they don't.
I just don't understand what the holdup is. I know you can't buy as much as you used to with a dollar today, but you still do something to prepare for what's coming, because gold and silver is not going to change. They're not going to go back down in value, and even if the dollar goes to nothing. And people, and I've said this many times, people tell me, well, the dollar's still there. You said it's going to go away. No, I never said that.
I said
it's going to drop in value to be worth nothing. We have the dollar. But how many dollars it takes to buy a hot dog today compared to 12 for a dollar back in 1964? That's what you got back then, 12 for a buck. How many hot dogs you buy today for a dollar, Melody?
A half of one.
Maybe, if you're lucky.
Maybe a quarter of a one.
Exactly. So, folks, we're just telling you the truth here, because we really care for you. Prepare yourself. I still buy 12 hot dogs for a dollar. Silver dollar's worth $35. You figure it out. Back at the break, phone calls and welcome, 844-769-2944.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the man of foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give the man a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406 274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you. You can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it: to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Brother, hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All righty, folks. We are back in. The phone line's open, 844-769-2944. And I would like to hear some people who will call us questions, because this is a program that's just as serious as the rest of them, because we're doing our best to get the word out that you need to prepare what best you can for what's coming. And I mean that seriously. And if you don't, and you're given an opportunity, folks, one day you might regret that you didn't. And I understand what you're saying to yourself. I've been preaching to Melody for right at 50 years. On the radio this come March, I make 32 years on the radio. So I've seen and heard and been through quite a bit of stuff. I've been called before a federal grand jury for what I said on the radio. I've been interviewed by the FBI at least three times. I mean, I've fought through a lot of things as far as keeping us staying on the radio for this many years. Thanks to the people out there that help us keep this thing going. We're still on the radio. We can do it without your help. But so I've been around for a while. I've heard a lot of different things. I've heard all kinds of different so-called Christian teachings and doctrines that don't line up with the Bible. And one of them don't line up is saying that we don't need to prepare for the future. That's not biblical at all. Matter of fact, it's totally anti-biblical to say something like that. So to know the truth and not act upon it makes a fool out of you. I mean, it's like somebody that's told you have cancer, and they don't even take time to even pray about it. I'm not going to worry about it. It's like, I mean, that's silly. This God gave us common sense. He created us to be intelligent. Although sometimes I think I failed that test, but that's where he created us to be anyway. So, Mel, you go ahead. I don't mean to take over the program, but you've been doing this a long time. You've been in business now for, what, 30 years or longer?
30 years.
30 years. So you've seen a lot of things come and go. You've watched metals go up and down. You watched prices increase steadily. When you first started 30 years ago, metals were a lot cheaper than they are now, weren't they?
Well, they were. But you know what was interesting? 30 years ago, all the gold dealers, I mean, the handful that was out there that dealt nationally, and we were one of them, we all talked about the same thing, the reasons why you needed gold and silver, what money is. People were educated. They wanted to learn. They wanted to protect their savings. Today's world with the internet, and that is the biggest change, they don't teach that anymore. They teach, you know, how they base things more on greed, the promises of, and absolutely gold and silver is going to do tremendously well in their pricings, but there's more behind it than just that. And, you know, it's interesting, too. You know, you said you had talked to, you were interviewed by the FBI once. We were interviewed by the FBI. You know, I've been threatened with lawsuits, too. And why? Because we tell the truth. That's People don't like it when you tell the truth, or you try to find the truth. Sometimes you can't. It's so convoluted. It's and so forth. But you try to work that way and try to find the truth. And so things have changed when it comes to gold and silver. And, you know, now people are being told, oh, well, gold's too expensive, just buy silver. And no, they each have their fundamental purposes to be in your portfolio. Their performance, they each, you know, gold and silver is like night and day. They're both precious metals, yes. They're both monetary metals, yes. But they still do different things. And gold has been recognized as the monetary metal for how many thousands of years?
Almost since the beginning of time.
Since the beginning of time, pretty much. Silver recognized, you know, as we go through the various economies, silver gets more or less looked at as an industrial metal. You know, when the economies are booming and manufacturing is going and things are being built, not here in the United States, but elsewhere, but, you know, they need silver and so forth. But when you have debt too great to be paid and things begin to unwind, then again, silver will be, people will look to silver more as a monetary metal than in an industrial metal. And everybody knows, you know, which boggles the mind. My mind, Butch, people think that silver is limited and it's industrial usage and, you know, with global demands and so forth. But if you expect some sort of a global depression, what do you think that demand is going to be for silver as an industrial metal? It's going to convert to a monetary metal, and that's more important than any industrial influence on the price. That'll skyrocket and follow gold when we go through those difficult financial times, which I am sure we will. And it seems to be coming at us at a little bit faster pace than...
Well, up until 64, silver was a monetary metal.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, that was...
But they kind of converted it to more of an industrial metal.
Well, they did. They took it out of the coins. Yeah, that makes sense. And by the way, Missouri is trying to pass a bill that the state's funding, and that they're going to outlaw crypto in Missouri. And the government's entities cannot take it for payment. They don't want it in circulation. But they're trying to pass a bill that at least had. Now, this sounds ridiculously low, but it's something. They want at least 1% of the state's budget in gold and silver. Now, that sounds ridiculously low. I agree. But it's a move in the right direction, so to speak. They're trying to put some value back in the state funding. I don't know how far it's going to go, if it'll go anywhere at all. But I do see a little more talking from, we'll say, people with some influence, trying to turn back to a little more solid monetary basis. We haven't had any monetary basis, I'm talking about real basis, since 64. We've had nothing but fiat currency, and we printed more fiat currency. We passed debt all over the world. We're $40 trillion in debt ourselves or thereabouts. I mean, so we haven't had any real financial basis to build on in this country for many, many, many years, Melody. And we wonder why prices keep going up and up and up. And people say, well, I'm making more money now. But your money's not going as far either. I mean, Melody, when back in 1964, I made $1.25 an hour working part-time in a hayfield. That's what I got paid. See, from $1.25. Well, that's nothing. Well, back then, it'd buy me 12 hot dogs. I could feed a family for a buck a day.
Yep. Uh-huh.
So, I mean, what would take you to do the same thing today? At least, what, 30, 40 bucks do the same thing? And I got a buck an hour, and I could feed a family 12 hot dogs. Well, to get an hour is worth of wages to pay for hot dogs a day, you have to make 30 bucks an hour to do that. So, folks, that's the difference. You got to stop and think and look at the real figures, not just let it fly over the top of your head. This is what we're saying. You've got to confront the truth. God put a curse on unjust weight and measures. And that includes the church that used it. That's all of us. We've done it for years, and it's cursed us and our children and our children's children. So don't laugh the idea of preparing yourself with some precious metals. Just try to plan for the future for yourself and your family. Don't scoff at it. It's totally biblical. 844-769-2944. Go ahead, Melody.
Well, you know, is that for your call-in? Because I think we just received a message on my 800 number that maybe that number's not working or something. So I don't know.
It could be, folks. I'm sorry about that. It could be that our producer Todd's on the line now. Somehow, he may not be able to answer the phone. So if you're trying to call in, be patient about that because it could be what's happening. I think somebody's trying to call in.
All righty. Well, that message came in, and I just kind of was listening with it with one ear. But, yeah, I mean, you know, things are still the same. Things will always be the same. There's going to be distractions. I think the rounding up of the illegal aliens, I think that's going to be a huge distraction.
While there's other things.
Now, yes, am I in favor of it? Of course. But it's going to be a huge distraction that's going to keep – you know, all other things that are important financially at bay. There's a few other things. All of this with these nominees. What do you think of Pete Hegseth for the Department of Defense, Butch?
Repeat that one time. I didn't catch the last part. What'd you say?
What do you think of Pete Hegseth as the Department of Defense guy?
You know, I haven't looked into it enough to really give an intelligent answer, Melody. I really don't know. I don't know much about the gentleman myself, to tell you the truth. I don't know. I wish I had more answers. I'm just starting looking at his cabinet members and what's going on. I just know that one of them is a flaming homosexual, but that bothered me a lot. But nonetheless, I haven't looked into a lot of them, and there's some things about them I don't like. They're definitely pro-Zionist, and I don't like that because of what's going to lead into in the Middle East. But I don't know, Melody. What's your idea?
Oh, I was just curious. I mean, I think you're right. I think he is. I don't think he's qualified, but you know, I think he's a good guy, but you know, but I don't think he's qualified. But then again, who else would there be? But I'm like you. You just listen to some of the things that you hear and go from there. So.
By the way, I did have a caller just call in and said that the toll-free number is not being answered because Todd's on the phone, folks, so forgive us for that, all right?
Okay.
That's just what's happening. So we can't get the calls in. Todd's really trying to keep his studio function right now, and bless his heart. I mean, technology is wonderful when it works, and when it's not, it's a nightmare. So he's doing his best to get the things worked out there, so please forgive us about that. But Todd said, I can't get to the phones right now, so... can't access them right now, so sorry about that, folks. Really am. But you can call in the office tomorrow. If you want to talk about the next program tomorrow in the office, you give us a call at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. So just Melody and I tonight until quitting time, so sorry about that. Anyway, Melody, go ahead. I don't mean cut you off all the time. You go ahead.
Oh, yes, you do.
All right, I'm just rude. I know.
But they can give us a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And thank you for calling and letting us know. And you know what? I just see a headline where Elon Musk is endorsing the Ozempic, you know, the weight loss drug that's been so popular. I bet their stock goes crazy tomorrow. So,
well, you know, I have a lot. I don't comment much on Musk because I just don't trust the gentleman totally. Really, I don't. And some people say he's one of the best things that ever happened. Well, maybe.
Not true.
I don't think so. It bothered me some. But so if they have that kind of influence, though, and do what he's doing, I would call that inside trading. To be quite honest with you. Because he's going to make a fortune off that. You know that.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, of course, it's inside trading, but you know what? There's something a little bit more about it. I'm not a big fan of his. He's a brilliant salesperson. He's a brilliant marketer, and I think that's what him and President Trump have in common. Trump is a brilliant marketer. He knows how to sell, and so does Elon Musk. And Elon Musk has made billions of dollars off our government. We continue to give him all of these contracts so he can send his spaceships up to space and the satellites and everything else. And so why wouldn't he do what he's doing? And I mean, Butch, doesn't anybody else but me get this creepy feeling about everything? Am I the only one on
the
planet?
There are a few out there that do. But again, the masses don't pay attention to a melody. I mean, and I'm saying this very kindly, but I got to say it like it is. When you're walking down the street during the day or out in public doing something, going to the store, whatever, you look at people around you. How many of them do you think really think about what's happening? Who's going to be pulling the office? Where the dollar's going? How many of them think you're really concerned about anything other than surviving for the day? How many of them are concerned about what's going on in the Middle East? How many of them care about what's happening in the world powers between Russia and Ukraine and other countries? How many of them really pay a lot of attention other than what they hear on ABC or CBS? And probably very few of them listen to that. So when you think about it, Melody, yeah, there's some out there. There's some out there like you and I that can see it and sense it and know it's there, but the masses don't. They don't. They don't know a thing about cryptocurrency, but they like the idea they can pay with the phone, so why not crypto? They have no idea what we're talking about. We say it's very dangerous. They have no concept of it. They're not taught anything about that in the public school system. They're not taught about it in so-called churches today. So they really don't care. They're oblivious to it, and they like it that way. That's the sad state of affairs, but that's what it is.
You know, it's interesting. I was talking to some family members this weekend, and maybe it was over Thanksgiving, and they were talking about their church. They have these small, they go to a small church and so forth. And there was conversations between a couple of these small churches about how maybe in the next 10, 15 years, they won't have any parishioners because they're all elderly. And I'm thinking to myself, well, what's wrong with that picture? They don't have an idea what they're doing to push people away from the churches. I mean, to me, it'd be really simple to bring people to a church. But when you look at what these churches preach and the politics side and what they're doing, and it's like, how hard would it be? How hard is it? You open up the Bible.
The church today as a whole, Mel, has become a social club. And I'm not saying all of them, but a lot of them have. And the young people see nothing there that they can't find the world, maybe even better in the world. They have no real basis to come to church to learn anything, even a solid moral factor in is no longer taught in the churches. We have preachers that are double married and behind the pulpits, and we have fornication going on inside the church and adultery inside the church. Nothing's ever said about it. So why should they come to church? They got that in the world. The young people, all people, are attracted to the truth. Not all people. But if they come, if you tell the truth, some will come to hear the truth. I've been on the radio 32 years, like I said, because I've been trying to tell the truth for that long. Now we're not a billion-dollar ministry, obviously, but we're still reaching people every day, by the tens of thousands worldwide, and I'm thankful for that. But the point of it is, if there's nothing in the church that's any different than the world, why go to church? It's a social gathering, and I hate to say that, but it's true, and the church is declining. Thousands and thousands are leaving the church every day. That's a statistic that I don't have the exact number in front of me, but losing thousands of church members every day in this country because the church has nothing to offer their people other than what they see in the world. So why go there?
I know, but you don't even have the people that have the influence in the church. They're not even trying. They're not even changing. They're just, how many years ago, 20 years ago, they thought by slapping some bands in these churches that would bring the, no. I mean, it was, and you said the key thing, truth. They're attracted to truth. Isn't that what the Bible is, the truth?
Yes.
So how hard would it be to actually work and grow your congregation based on the truth? But you're right. It's the one church I'm thinking of, they have a gay priest and, everything else. And, yeah, it's not going to work.
No, it's not going to work. Homosexuality in the church are not synonymous, but that's the way we see it today.
Everywhere.
It is everywhere. And people know, but that's, the Bible tells us in Jeremiah that the people don't even blush anymore. Nothing makes them blush. There was a time in my lifetime when these people were coming out of the closet like that. They've been arrested and shunned by the public. Today, they're embraced. And that's why America is going to hell in a handbasket, because the church quit shining the light of the gospel in the world and demanding righteousness from the people and from the leaders. We quit doing that. All of a sudden, it's not politically correct to say those things. You may be committing a hate crime if you speak against certain things. Well, so be it. They crucified my Savior because he spoke the truth. They hate him because of it. Why should I expect anything different? I mean, this is where we are today in America, folks. You don't have to like it, but I'm telling the truth. You know I am. As long as you keep your head in the sand and hoping things are going to get better, all you're doing is hurrying along the end of everything as far as the nation, what's left of the nation, and destroying your children's future because you don't want to get your head out of the sand and stand for the truth. That's what America has become. That's what the church has become. So, therefore, we're reaping what we've sown, and that's just the way it is. We deserve it, so we're getting it. Oh, that's just the way it is. I'm smart. May I get carried away, but I don't feel sorry for us, we adults, but I do feel sorry for the children. They never had a chance to learn the truth because we never taught them. That bothered me a lot.
That's true. Very true. Well, you know, you mentioned, I'm not to change the topic, but you mentioned about food, and there was an article that was published about what in the world is going to happen if global food supplies continue to get even tighter. During the second half of this year, global food prices have been surging. A perfect storm of factors is suppressing production all over the planet. And the demand for food, it just keeps rising.
Yes, it does.
So, again, as you mentioned, the prices are not going to go down. The vegetable oil index jumped 7.5% above levels seen a month ago, and 32% above those seen a year earlier. So when you hear them talk about, oh, inflation is going down, think again. You know, the World Food Price Index, this is compiled by the UN Food and Agriculture Organization to track the most globally traded food commodities, increased to 127.5 points last month from a revised 126.9 points in October, and that's the highest level in 19 months, up almost 6% from a year ago. Those are huge numbers, Butch.
Oh, it is, and let's say the price of food did drop 10% next year. It's went up 30-40% over the last 4 years. It's still really high. So they can't go back down. It's impossible. Again, it's impossible. But you're saying that you're telling the exact truth of what's happening in this country again, and people are wanting to see a huge change, and they're hoping against hope that things will get better, and maybe in some ways they may. As far as feeding the family goes, it's not going to get any cheaper. It's never going to get any cheaper. That's why you got to prepare yourself for what's coming, because your dollar's been eaten up every day. My dollar's been eaten up every day. If you can't feel it, then good for you, but I felt it. And I know what it's like. It hurts. It's getting tighter to put food on the table, as I said before, with a lot of people. So don't tell me that it's not affecting everybody. It is. And if you can't feel it, I say, God bless you. You've really been blessed. But Mel, that the masses, I'd say at least 80% of the people in this country have felt the pinch in the last few years, wouldn't you?
Absolutely. I mean, do you drink coffee?
Oh, yes.
The price for beans, it's the Arabica beans. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly, which account for most of the global production, topped 3.44 a pound, having jumped more than 80% this year.
Oh, wow.
80%.
Wow.
So, yeah, prices aren't going down. The price of orange juice is up 327% over the last 3 years. Okay, so so maybe the price of orange juice goes down a little bit. So it'll go from 327% to 250% increase. They're not going down.
No, they're not.
And you know what? They don't care.
Well, of course they don't care. That they don't. I mean, no. The ones that are making the greedy ones don't care. But you know, the WEF now has come out with this. Now, folks, I'm not making this up. The World Economic Forum has said it harms society, Melody, when humans live beyond 70. So they're introducing an age of death laws in the West. That's the world. Now, folks, look it up for yourself. World leaders sign a treaty. the age of death laws in the West. People should not live beyond 70. Now, that's look it up for yourself. Go online, search it out for yourself. WF and the age of death laws. This is happening before our very eyes. Well, that won't bother me. That's not going to happen here. The point I'm trying to make about it is that they have the gall to even say that. The gall to even bring it up. I mean, this is where we're headed. We're seeing, I mean, if we think homosexuality is bad, and it is, the gall, I mean, it took a lot of gall to bring it up in the first place, but look where it's got them. Well, we'll never get that bad in America. It has. It has. And now they're talking about death laws at 70 years old, never happened in America. Who says? Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow. But, this is where we are.
Doesn't anybody ever think about if you read some of these, you know, the shots they want to give you, the vaccines and stuff? It's always over people over 60 and 65. Personally, it's my own personal belief. I have no, it's just me thinking and the things that I read and so forth and a little bit of logic, what makes sense and what doesn't make sense. I truly believe. I mean, when you look at COVID and you look at, I believe it's designed to hurt people over 70.
I agree. I totally agree.
It's a way for them to kill us.
Totally agree with that. I do.
I mean, they know what's in the vaccine. All they have to do now is create the little bug to activate it.
Yeah.
So
I totally agree with that.
So yeah, they need to eliminate. And
we're down but the last minute or so, Mildy. And tell the folks, Ken, how they can get a hold of you.
1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And if they want to email me, they can do that too. DiscountGoldAndSilver@yahoo.com. DiscountGoldAndSilver@yahoo.com. And we do have some 2025. We'll take orders on 2025 Silver Eagles. Now, again, they don't get shipped until the second week of January because that's just when the Mint releases them. And but we get them shipped right away. But if you want the brand new ones of 2025, give us a call.
How much are those now?
They run at the same price as the old ones. They're running at about $38.
Okay. All right, folks. You heard it. And I've known Mildy now for many, many years. You'll never go wrong talking to Mildy Seastrom. You'll never go wrong. If you want high pressure or anything, she'll tell you the truth and do her best to help you. That's all any of us can do. And that's what we're trying to do tonight is our best to get news out to you. So give her a call at 800-375-4188. Mildy, thank you so much for being
here. Thank you.
Thanks for everything.
I'll
be talking to you.
Okay.
God bless.
God bless. Bye-bye.
All right, folks. Well, grace God, I'll see you in the office tomorrow between 9 and 4 Eastern. Love to hear from you. Have a great night. Good night.
Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.